So you've got those three goals written down? Okay. Next, I want to take you through a simple process to help you see your specific challenges and opportunities for musical growth in each area of your musical life. Okay? The distinctions you make now will lay the foundation for your long-term success. So here we go. Step one. For each item I'm about to list, I want you to rate your level of satisfaction in each area of your musical life. You can use a scale of 1 to 10. All right, so you would write a number 1 if you are very dissatisfied. A number 10 if you are very satisfied with your results. Okay, step 2, what 3 actions can you take to improve in each area? So again, what 3 actions can you take to improve in each area? You might need to practice more. You might need to practice more effectively. You might need to get some answers to some of the questions that you have from your teacher. You might have to research something. You might have to spend more time, being creative, writing songs. Depends on what it is that your challenge is. Okay, so are you ready to rate those different musical areas 1 through 10? Here we go. Musical area number 1. Write down on a scale of 1 to 10. Write down on a scale of 1 to 10 your level of motivation and inspiration to practice, study, and learn music. Are you very dissatisfied with your level of motivation and inspiration to practice, study, and learn music? If yes, write a 1 or a 2. If you are very satisfied with your level of motivation and inspiration to practice, study, and learn music, then maybe write a 9 or a 10. If you're somewhere in the middle, then maybe write a 4, 5, or a 6. So think about that for a second, and then go ahead and write that down. Okay, now, what 3 actions can you take over the next 90 days to significantly improve your level of satisfaction in this area of your musical life? What can you do? Write down 3 things. I'll give you a couple minutes to think about it.